Week of October 5th through 11th. Weekly Bible Reading. Exodus 31 and 32. Song 45 and Prayer. Opening Comments. 1 minute. Treasures from God's Word. Flee from idolatry. 10 minutes. Difficult circumstances do not justify serving other gods. Exodus 32:1 reads,
Meanwhile, the people saw that Moses was taking a long time coming down from the mountain. So the people gathered around Aaron and said to him,
Get up! Make for us a god who will go ahead of us, because we do not know what has happened to this Moses, the man who led us up out of the land of Egypt.
The Watchtower, May 15, 2009, page 11, paragraph 11. The Israelites mixed true worship with false. Exodus 32:4-6 reads,
Then he took the gold from them, and he formed it with an engraving tool, and made it into a statue of a calf. They began to say,
This is your God, O Israel, who led you up out of the land of Egypt.
When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. Then Aaron called out,
There is a festival to Jehovah tomorrow.
So they got up early on the next day and began offering up burnt offerings and presenting communion sacrifices. After that, the people sat down to eat and drink. Then they got up to have a good time.
The Watchtower, October 15, 2012. Page 25, paragraph 12. Jehovah's anger blazed against the Israelites. Exodus 32:9-10 reads,
Jehovah went on to say to Moses, I have seen that this is an obstinate people. So now let me be, and I will exterminate them in my burning anger, and let me make a great nation from you instead.
The Watchtower, Study Edition. July 2018, page 20, paragraph 14. Digging for Spiritual Gems, 10 minutes. In what sense has Jehovah rested on the seventh creative day? Exodus 31:17 reads,
It is an enduring sign between me and the people of Israel. For in 6 days, Jehovah made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, he rested and refreshed himself.
The Watchtower, Study Edition, December 2019, page 3, paragraph 4. How do we know that once saved, always saved is a false teaching? Exodus 32:32-33 reads,
But now, if you are willing, pardon their sin. If not, please wipe me out from your book that you have written. However, Jehovah said to Moses, Whoever has sinned against me, I will wipe him out of my book.
The Watchtower, September 1st, 1987, page 29. What spiritual gems from this week's Bible reading would you like to share regarding Jehovah, the field ministry, or something else? Student Bible Reading, 4 minutes or less. Exodus 32:15-35. Work on Study Point 10, Modulation.
Apply yourself to the field ministry. Initial call video, 4 minutes. Discussion. Play the video and then ask the audience, how did Brandy make good use of questions? How did she lay the groundwork for a return visit? Initial call, 4 minutes or less. Begin with the sample conversation. Then introduce and discuss, but do not play the video, Why Study the Bible? Work on Study Point 9, Appropriate Use of Visual Aids. Talk, 5 minutes or less. The Watchtower, May 15, 2010, page 21. Theme, Why did Jehovah not punish Aaron for making the golden calf? Work on Study Point 7, Accurate and Convincing.
Living as Christians. Song 36. Cherish your relationship with Jehovah. 15 minutes. Discussion. Play the video, Guard Your Relationship with Jehovah. Video category, Programs and Events. Congregation Bible Study, 30 minutes or less. Jesus, the Way, the Truth, the Life, Chapter 135. Concluding comments, 3 minutes or less. Song 90 and Prayer.